How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Simon?
Let's kick things off straight off. Obviously, you had the tough finale. I managed to get to talk to you before that fight. And obviously, it didn't go your way on the night. Having had some time to sort of look back and reflect on everything that happened that weekend, what was your major sort of takeaway from that? Because it wasn't really the real you in there, was it, on that night?
To be honest, it wasn't even about me. I'm always me, you know. I always show up to get that knockout, you know. There's nothing different about me, but he's a very unique fighter, if I can even use that word, you know. And he was even more different in our fight, you know. He literally didn't throw a single jab, and any time I took a step forward, he just dropped to his back. You don't really see that ever in the UFC. No one really does that. I know he's got a very specific skill set, and he's one of the best in the world at it, but still, you know, I felt there should have been more of a fight. You know, at the end of the day, this is Ultimate Fighting Championship, and people pay to come and see the fight. But, you know, it didn't happen that way. You know, it's in the past now. You know, I have to move on from it and just get ready for my next fight.
Absolutely. And just one more on the Ultimate Fighter side of things. What did you take out of that overall experience of being in a tough house? Is there anything from that you can sort of carry forward into your career that's a real benefit to you?
Yeah, the overall experience was absolutely amazing, and what I learned from it is what I already knew, that I like to fight as often as I can. I fought 4 times in 6 weeks on the show, and I'd love it to be the same way out here in the real world. But, you know, it's a lot harder, obviously, here with the commission and all that, but I'm hoping to be as busy as I can. And if you were impressed with Cowboy Cerrone taking 5 fights last year, wait till you see me get going.
Fantastic. And when was it that you knew that you were getting a full contract in the UFC? Did you know that before that tough finale, or did that come later?
I think that's sort of an unwritten rule. You know, the finalist always gets another fight nowadays, regardless of the outcome. So I knew I was going to get another fight in that sense, no matter how the finale went. And plus, when you knock out 3 guys on the show, not many people do that. So, you know, that sort of secures the contract for you nicely.
Absolutely. And I know you've been gunning for that shot in the UFC for what feels like ages now. And, you know, you've actually made it now. You're there. You've got your UFC contract in your pocket. Now you're actually here. How much of a relief is it for you to actually know that you're actually in the UFC as a contracted fighter? That fight to get in is done. Now it's a new chapter for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable being part of the UFC, but the main reason for it is, first of all, I always like to challenge myself, and they say that that's where the hardest challenge is. So, and the second reason is because UFC is the only place where you can fight and not have to worry about anything else. You don't need to have any other job. You can support yourself by just fighting. So those are the main reasons for me being in the UFC. Other than that, I would be fighting anyway. I love fighting, and there's plenty of challenges as well outside the UFC, but like I said, those two are the main reasons, and that's why I'm here now, and I look forward to my career.
And the first challenge you've got coming up in 2016 is Alex White at UFC 196. Tell us a bit about him and where you feel that you stack up against him in terms of your various fighting styles.
Yeah, I feel Alex White is exactly the type of guy that, you know, I always talk about, the undeserving padded record. There's many, many of them in the UFC. There's many of them in the UFC because, you know, this is the easy way in. You know, guys don't want to take hard fights. They avoid any challenges. They take on the easiest fights, and then they get rewarded with the UFC contract. That's not right. You know, that should never happen that way. You know, more risk should mean more reward. Less risk should mean less reward. But right now the situation is, if you don't take any risks, you avoid all the hard fights, then you get rewarded with the UFC contract. I think that's not right. And I'm here to fix that. I'm going to clean up the sport, and I'm going to separate boys from men.
And I think he's had 3 fights in the UFC. He won his first one, but he's lost his last 2. And, of course, we know what tends to happen if you get 3 losses on the spin. So does that make him a little bit more of a dangerous proposition for you, or do you think that you might be a bit desperate and that might play into your hands a little bit more?
I don't know. I just feel that the UFC, you know, like me, and they want me to stay, and that's why they've given me Alex. You know, I have a feeling this is going to be his last fight in the UFC, and you know, I hope he enjoys it.
And you're competing at featherweight, and another European featherweight prospect has recently joined you guys over there at SBG, Makwan Amirkani. Have you had chance to get to know him yet? How's he settling in?
Yeah, I had a little chat with him. He seems like a nice guy. I haven't trained with him yet, you know, because we're becoming such a famous gym now. You know, we have a lot of people wanting to train with us, but it's not a simple process anymore. You don't just walk in and start training with the main guys right away. You know, you have to go through a process now. So this is where he is now. He's in an incubation period. You know, we'll see how he is, and then if everything is okay, well, then we'll train with him. But for now, we didn't get a chance to train.
That's interesting. And of course, we all know about Conor's journey, and you know, he's making headlines today after his press conference last night. But I wanted to ask you about the man behind the success for everyone at SBG, and that's your coach, John Kavanagh. Tell us just how important and influential he's been for you personally as you've gone along in your MMA career.
Yeah, and John has helped me, you know, a lot. I definitely would not be here without him. You know, he's let me train in the gym for free all these years, and he's always been there. You know, whenever I fell down, he was there to pick me back up. So I am grateful for everything, and I'm hoping that I can repay him one day.
What makes him special as a coach?
I think he's, you know, a lot of the coaches, they are like very set in a certain way, but, you know, his way is, it's like the Bruce Lee, you know, quote, you know, there should be no technique. That's the best technique. And that's exactly how he approaches it. He doesn't just teach everyone specific things, but he kind of lets you develop your own technique, lets you develop as your own fighter, you know, because everyone has different personalities, everyone has different skill sets, everyone has different body types, so you should be able to develop yourself. He just guides you in the right direction.
So you're in the UFC now, you know, you're established in a gym that's doing very well, you've got excellent coaching, you've got great training partners, great teammates. If we have this conversation 12 months from now, where do you think you'll be? What sort of progress do you think you'll have made in the UFC in a year's time?
I think in a year's time, I'll be the most active fighter in the UFC with the most amount of bonuses.
That's not a bad target to go for, that's for sure. As I say, I mean, I got to meet and chat to you over in Vegas ahead of the Tough finale, and obviously that was like 1 or 2 days before the fight. So, you know, the game face was on, and you know, everything was very business-like, and you know, obviously you were really focused on the job in hand. I know this isn't the end of the journey, this is the start of a new chapter for you, but given that you've been through the Tough house, and you know, you've had that first big fight in Vegas, and you've now got another one coming up, and you've got that UFC contract, have you actually given yourself the chance to sit back and just sort of appreciate how far you've come in your career?
To be honest, I never even think about those things. You know, I just love to fight, so I try and do it as often as I can, and I'm just enjoying every second of it. You know, I love training, I love fighting, and that's what I do. I haven't got time to sit down and appreciate what, you know, this sounds kind of weird. Maybe when I'm 70 years old or something, I might sit down with a big pipe and a nice Irish whiskey in my hand, and you know, I'll reflect on everything, and you know, tell my grandkids some crazy stories. But for now, you know, I haven't got time for that. I'm just training and fighting.
How do you celebrate after your wins, Artem? I don't, you know, obviously Conor likes to toast his victories with a whiskey, but I mean, what do you do?
I celebrate by getting another fight, hopefully straight the week after that. The sooner the better. That's how I celebrate. When I have no fight in my life has very little purpose. Once I have a fight, then it's all good. Then everything feels normal. So I want to be fighting every week. So as soon as this fight is done, I'm hoping to be back there as soon as possible.
Great stuff. Well, best of luck at UFC 196. I know it's been a long journey to get where you are, and it's been a long time coming. So it's great to see you where you are, and best of luck when it comes around on February the 6th.
Thank you very, very much.